Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlind Morning Show. And the disturbing story we talked about yesterday morning on our show. As a matter of fact, it's the worst possible thing. It's the worst possible story that could happen. As I mentioned yesterday, there are things that could happen that are as bad, but there's nothing that can happen that is worse than what we talked about yesterday. The story we talked about, and until there is justice, we cannot have a worse story. Again, we could have something in life could happen that is as bad as someone walking up to a 9-year-old boy and shooting him in the head and killing him. There are things that can happen that are as bad as that. But there is nothing in life that could happen that is worse than that. Really, a 9-year-old kid, and you purposely shot a 9-year-old kid? Well, now the New Orleans police, and by the way, there's a lot of pressure on them to make sure that they convict, they capture, they can't do anything about convicting. That's a court of law. But the New Orleans police have all the pressure in the world on them to capture who did this. I mean, who possibly, in God's name, can walk up to a group of 3 young children, one of them being 9 years old, and shooting that 9-year-old in the head and killing them. Well, the latest the New Orleans police have on that crime, which happened in broad daylight, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, during record-breaking heat, by the way. The New Orleans police now would say, when they first gave us details on this horrific story, they said the 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in the back of the head. They said the two people he was with, the two children he was with, one was 13, a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the leg, and the other was either a 15 or 16-year-old girl who was shot in the stomach. The other two were brought to the hospital in stable condition. Well, now they changed the story a little bit. They said the 13-year-old boy who was shot in the leg was actually 15, and he was the intended target. It was the 15-year-old boy that the killer with the gun who was trying to kill. But instead of shooting the 15-year-old boy, he shot the 15-year-old boy in the leg. But he ended up shooting the 9-year-old boy who was with him, who lived right there where they got shot, lived his front porch, front stoop where he usually hung out. It was right near where he got shot in the 7th Ward. So now they're saying that the 15-year-old was the intended target.
That doesn't make the story any better or worse, though.
And it doesn't make any sense who walks up to a group of kids trying to shoot and kill the 15-year-old in that group, where the 9-year-old was right next to him, who was shot and killed. And then there was a girl who was either 15 or 16 that was shot in the stomach.
Well, we know that the father of the child that died had an older son, 13, and he said back in February when his oldest son made the news that his oldest son was running with some bad people, you know, he said that his son would leave out the house with these group of kids that were older and they would go out and steal cars. So maybe this 15-year-old boy probably had something, you know, involved with that.
He might have been involved in that. Again, we don't really know.
But
we don't want to speculate. But we mentioned on our show yesterday that the 9-year-old who was shot and killed, Devontae
Brown.
Bryant. Again, I have faith in the New Orleans Police Department. That usually when it's a high-profile crime or high-profile shooting, they usually get the perp who they're looking for. But that's the latest that if you're wondering how the 9-year-old gets shot and killed, and he happened to be right by a 15-year-old who was the intended target. And again, that 15-year-old is in a hospital in stable condition, along with the other one, the girl, who was either 15 or 16. I have such a hard time coming to terms with the fact that someone could walk right up to a group of three young children here in New Orleans. And standing on a street corner, broad daylight, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and start shooting. We have other things we're going to talk about on our show this morning, including today, July 15th, because of coronavirus. Today was the extended deadline to pay your federal income taxes. Did someone call the mayor of New Orleans? Is she going to get her taxes paid? Not just for this year, but 8 out of the last 9 years. She owes over $90,000 to the feds. Well, today, so much to tell her. The tax, though. Today's the extended tax deadline. Stay tuned for that and more. Coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And the New Orleans Police Department have said that when it comes to the murder of the 9-year-old boy who was shot in the head Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock, I mean, he was just standing on the street corner in the 7th Ward with two other children. At first, the New Orleans police said the two children he was standing with, who they were both shot as well, but they were brought to the hospital and listed in stable condition. A boy he was standing next to who was shot with him, they originally said that boy was 13 years old, but that boy turns out he was 15 years old, and now the New Orleans police are saying he was the intended target. A 15-year-old was the intended target, and there was also a young girl standing next to them. She was shot as well. She was either 15 or 16 years old. And again, both of those two who were shot were brought to a local hospital. They're okay. They're in stable condition. But the 9-year-old boy, Devontae Bryant, who some are calling Devontae Brown, and his name is different in different reports, but his name is Devontae Bryant. He was the one who was shot and killed. And I said yesterday, it's the worst thing that I've ever seen. Again, there are things that are as bad that could happen as that someone walking up to a group of three children, one of them being 9 years old, and that 9-year-old being shot in the head and killed. I said there are things that could be as bad as that, but there's nothing that could be worse than that. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Who in God's name shoots a 9-year-old in the head? Well, now New Orleans police are saying that the boy standing next to him was 15. He was the intended target. Imagine a 15-year-old intended target. What possibly could that 15-year-old have done to get shot? Well, some people over the last couple of days now have shown up on that street corner in the 7th Ward here in New Orleans, and they're saying, where's the outrage like we see when a police officer kills a black person? We see so much outrage in that instance. Where's the outrage when a 9-year-old is shot in the head and killed, and other children that are standing right next to him are shot?
In the 24 hours since someone shot and killed 9-year-old Devontae Brown, there have been no protests, no mass calls for justice. To some people, that seems out of balance.
Don't his life matter? Don't his future matter? Why not protest for that? Why not march for that?
And when we say Black Lives Matter have to first matter to us.
You can't make George Floyd be wrong and make this be right, or vice versa.
We as a community need to take a look at ourselves. And what is it that we are doing? What is it that we are accepting as a norm that should not be accepted as a norm with this black-on-black violence?
The police is not the only one killing black. The blacks is killing blacks.
And that's from several people in the community over there in the 7th Ward. And I don't know why Channel 4, and that's from Channel 4. Thanks to our friends at Channel 4 for that. But I don't know why they're calling him Devontae Brown. I think it's Devontae Bryant. You got to get the name straight first. I mean, that's pretty sad when a 9-year-old gets shot in the head and you can't even get his name straight. It's Devontae Bryant. And at least some people in the community are speaking up saying, wait a minute, even though because of coronavirus, the last thing that we need right now is another protest or another march. And by the way, yesterday there were lots of people, over 50, that were gathered together in City Park, take them down NOLA. They weren't gathered to complain and to protest about the young 9-year-old getting shot in the head while standing on a street corner in broad daylight in the 7th Ward here in New Orleans on Monday. But they were gathering together to go take down more statues. You talk about tone deaf. You talk about looking like a bunch of idiots. Really take them down, NOLA? You're gathering together in City Park in New Orleans yesterday to take down more statues? Why aren't you gathering together to be upset about a 9-year-old boy getting shot in the head? Someone walked up to him and shot him in the head and shot two other young black children as well on Monday. You're not upset about that. You're not protesting and gathering about that. Yet you're gathering about taking down more statues? Again, tone deaf much? Take them down, NOLA. There's other things we're doing on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today, July 15th, is Pet Fire Safety Day. I don't know how they come up with these days. And we always hear every day of the week is some other kind of day. Like the other day, it was French Fry Day, and it was something else. And again, there are many things that are on one particular day, but I know one of the things that is today, July 15th, I just read, is Pet Fire Safety Day. And not a moment too soon, late last night, I caught my cat playing with matches. My kitchen, he was having some fun with them. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Coleman, are you a fan of Pornhub?
Yeah, of course I am.
Pornhub, the website, they're trying to help small businesses during the coronavirus situation because so many businesses have been hurt, and so many businesses and people have lost so much money because of the coronavirus.
And that's why I'm a fan of Pornhub, because they're very altruistic in times of crisis.
They are giving away to small businesses advertising space on their website. Meaning, if this small business wins, and they're doing it for a few small businesses, if these small businesses win, their logo could be right there on their website. And by the way, their website gets 130 million daily visitors.
Cha-ching.
So your small business, or the small business that would be the recipient of this handout from Pornhub, these small businesses, their logos would be seen by all of those eyes that go to that website.
Sure it will. They won't be distracted at all.
Well, you figure, at least for a second, if 130 million different visitors go to Pornhub a day, you would see, I mean, as soon as they get to the website, they would see Pornhub, and then they would, before they had a chance to go off and look at what they want to look at.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels research for interviews, yeah. Where the big money is, though, John, is the little video that they make you have to watch before you get to the real video that you can skip in 5 seconds. If you really want your business to really get eyes on it, that's what you got to aim for. But I'm quite sure Pornhub isn't giving that out. You have to pay big money for that.
Well, Coleman, the question I have is, you know, let's say you're a really struggling business and you need all the help you can get right now during the coronavirus situation. And let's say that you're not a fan of Pornhub, you don't go there, but your business could use the help. If you're a business owner, is that something that you would even consider, to try to win this? I mean, Pornhub, they want to help ailing merchants expose themselves, well, to as many people as possible. And so the giant smut site is giving away a lot of free advertising to try to help. If you're a small business owner, would this, even if you were conflicted about this, because you personally, even as the small business owner, you're not a client, you're not a user of Pornhub, but is this something that you would be able to maybe look, even though I might not agree with pornography, I could use all the help, my business could use all the help it could get. If you're listening right now, is this something, let's say your morals are being really put to the test here. Is this something, if they offered you, if you were a small business that could maybe be helped out by free advertising on Pornhub, could you put your morals on the back burner to try to save or help your business?
I would say it depends what kind of businesses it is. I could see hair salons and barbershops needing this kind of help. You know, most of your clientele, they want to look nice. So, but if it's something like a bookstore, I don't know.
I'm talking any business. I mean, if you're listening right now, text us at 504-260-9595. Is this something that, or is this something, no, you couldn't do because you don't believe in pornography. You don't think pornography is good. So if your business is going to die, it's going to die anyways. Or could you put your morals, maybe like I said, on the back burner, if they're going to give you free advertising because they want to help small businesses, text us. And if it's a good text, and if it adds to the show, we'll read it coming up. Our number is 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. And put your first name or your initials at the end of the text. Keep it short and sweet. They want to help. And is this something that that you would do, or are you so morally strong? Your morals are so righteous that no, you would just say, thanks for the help, but because you're a pornography company, I don't need that kind of help. I'll just go by the wayside. My business will go by the wayside instead of taking free advertising help from Pornhub. 260-9595. I'd like to hear from you. The way I looked at it, hey, if it's something that could save my business, what they're doing isn't illegal. What they're doing is legal. And if it can get 130 million sets of eyes on my business's logo on their website, I would say, hey, my business is important. They're not breaking the law. I may not be inclined to be a Pornhub user.
And if your clientele comes in and they say that they found you on Pornhub, would you look at them differently?
Yeah, this is one of those, hey, they're looking to help, right? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how Pornhub, the website that gets 130 million daily visitors, they're offering to give out free advertising to 100 small businesses. They want to help small businesses during the coronavirus situation. So many businesses and people are having a lot of financial difficulty at this particular time. And so they're offering to give free advertising, put a small business, perhaps your small business logo. And by the way, they're specifically saying these small businesses should have nothing to do with sex. And I'm asking you, is that something, even though maybe morally you would think to yourself, I'm not sure about this, but boy, if it could help your small business. By the way, this company is based out of Luxembourg, and they've already picked 10 small businesses. One business in Brooklyn, New York, that sells tea. Another florist in Madrid, Spain, a small flower shop, a small florist business. And they're putting the logos right up there. It's called the Big Package Contest.
That's good. Big Package Contest.
On Pornhub. Is that something you would do, even maybe morally, if you don't go there to that website, but if it can help your business, is that something you would do? We asked you to text us at 260-9595.
Richard said, absolutely would advertise. Jay Lewis says, I think it's great. My company makes face masks and it's called Cover Your Mouth. It kind of fits with the marketing. Hunter says, regardless business advertisers, how would you react on when the patrons fill out the form, where did you hear about us?
No.
Dave C has a good one. A good idea. I'm a carpenter who builds decks, and our commercial would say, we've got wood.
There you go.
And this the nail in the coffin, that the old adage goes, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, and they're, it's not illegal. I mean, you may not agree with what they do there on that website, but again, it's not illegal. And if it could help your small business, which is they're trying to help 100 small businesses here.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the majority of our listeners do not have a moral hiccup against Pornhub. I'm just trying to read the text here, and I get the vibe like they are A-okay with Pornhub.
Well, I'm just checking that's what we're doing here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. That song by Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, that's one of the songs that we were talking about, a week or two ago, and we had a list that we put on our website were seven songs that, and they were seven songs by seven different artists, and each of those songs made so much money for those particular artists that wrote them that they could retire on that one song alone. And Eye of the Tiger by Survivor was on that list. And I got to be honest with you. If you, and I'm, and I consider myself a rock and roll aficionado, someone that, not only I'm a huge fan of rock, but I could tell you a lot about rock and roll. But I couldn't name another song by the band Survivor. If you held a gun to my head and said, could you name another song by the band Survivor? Right now, I'd probably lose my head other than Eye of the Tiger. Yet that song has made the writers of that song millions and millions of dollars. Again, they could retire. Whoever wrote that song could retire on the money that they made from that song alone. To this day, that song still brings in lots of money. You see it on television commercials. You hear it, and you hear it other places as well.
John, I wouldn't feel so bad. I don't even think Survivor can name another Survivor song at this point. Like, do they even need to remember the lyrics to any other song?
It's a good point, Coleman. Anyways, that list I found fascinating, and we talked about it. It was either a week or two ago on the show, about seven different songs that have made those particular artists so much money that they never had to do anything else again. They never had to write another song, never to go do anything anymore. So people are still freaking out about wearing masks in our country. And there was just somebody got killed in Michigan. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But the latest, the CDC has said, the Center for Disease Control, the Center for Disease Prevention, the latest that the CDC, the feds here in our country, has said, the chief of the CDC, that said if everybody cooperated with masks in America and everybody wore masks out in public, that the outbreak of coronavirus would be halted in 4 to 6 weeks. That's the latest from the CDC. And we've gotten different messages about wearing masks in the past. But that's the latest. That's what the head of the CDC most recently said. And in the state of Michigan, a dispute over wearing a mask in a convenience store just led to a stabbing and a fatal shooting. A Michigan man suspected of stabbing an elderly man outside of a convenience store after being refused service for not wearing a mask. He was fatally shot by a sheriff's deputy. They said up there. This guy named Sean Ruiz, he's 43 years old. He walked into a convenience store called Quality Dairy. He walked in there, and that's in Windsor Township, Michigan. He walked in there just after 6:30 in the morning, got into an argument with a 77-year-old man inside that store, and a confrontation ensued over the 43-year-old Ruiz not wearing a mask over his mouth and nose. He refused to wear the face covering. And again, he's arguing with a 77-year-old guy. Now, that's trouble right there, because we know anyone who's 77 years old has to watch out for coronavirus more than pretty much anybody else, because it's killing elderly people the most. Those two guys walked outside. Both men left the store. They continued the dispute in the parking lot. Then the young guy who wasn't wearing the mask, Sean Ruiz, he stabbed the old man, the 77-year-old man, in the parking lot. This is how crazy this is getting.
Yeah, that's bad decisions all around. If I'm the 77-year-old guy, I wouldn't follow the guy outside if you're really afraid of catching coronavirus because he's not wearing a mask. So you follow him outside. Like, once he left the store, that should have been it.
Well, Ruiz then was gonna, he got in the car, then he got out of the car, and then the cops showed up, and because Ruiz was still holding the knife that he used to stab the 77-year-old man, police officers there shot him and killed him.
Yeah, it's not, that wasn't a good day.
All over wearing a mask. And not wearing a mask. And again, look, I'm no fan of wearing these things. But if they're telling us it'll save lives, and now the head of the CDC, again, the most recent thing that they said was we could halt the spread of this thing in 4 to 6 weeks if everybody wore a mask. And they've also recently said it could save, if everyone wore a mask, it could save 30 to 50,000 lives.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of the mask either. And I get that most people don't want to wear the mask as sort of like a protest. The deal is, don't let the businesses suffer. If the businesses are like, hey, wear a mask, don't protest against the businesses. Just go ahead, because they're just trying to make their money.
And that's
all. And that's hard enough time as it is. It's not their fault. They don't want the mandate. If you want to go into a gas station or a bookstore or wherever, just respect the businesses at least, even if you don't respect the government.
And if the business is telling you, wear a mask. I mean, again, like any bar, when bars were open around,
right,
they could refuse service to anybody they want to refuse service to. They're too drunk, or they don't like the way they smell, or they don't like the way a customer dresses. A bar can refuse service to any business
right,
that is owned, a private sector business that is owned by someone, any business owner could tell you that they don't want to serve you if they don't want to do business with you for pretty much any reason. And if one of those reasons is, well, you got to wear a mask, you should listen to the business owner. Although in more and more places around the country, including here in Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish, and now everywhere in the state of Louisiana because of what our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, said the other day, you got to wear a mask in every business you go into. And I know there are people that are still fighting that I see on Facebook. I have one Facebook friend that got thrown out of the Capitol building yesterday because she wasn't wearing a mask and she refused to wear a mask. But then look what's happening here. We just saw a guy lose his life in Michigan. And we talked about somebody got killed in California over a mask. There was another issue up north. I believe it was Michigan before. We're seeing people die now. Over not wearing a mask when they go into public places.
And it's not because of the virus.
And now we've got a lawsuit by someone who lives in Marrero. We talked about yesterday on the show. There's a lawsuit by a guy named Clay Cangelosi here in Jefferson Parish. He's suing Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. He's suing her because he's saying that his rights are being trampled on over the fact that she's making him wear a mask. She's not the only one now. Our governor, like I just mentioned, has said you got to wear a mask. If you take these politicians, if you take these people to court, like this guy in Marrero was trying to doing on the West Bank with Cynthia Lee Shang, does that lawsuit have any legs? Because technically, constitutionally, he has a point, but we're in a pandemic right now. And she's doing whatever she can to try to save as many lives as possible. Let me ask you something. Does that law, text us at 260-9595. When this all clears, the coronavirus and this whole mask situation, does that lawsuit by that Marrero resident, does he have a point there? Does it have any legs? Does he have any chance of winning? Or do you think, well, no, he can't win because we're in a pandemic and this is what our local government is telling us that we have to do. Text us at 504-260-9595. You can call us if you want as well. What do you think about the lawsuit by the Marrero man? Can he win, or is he stupid for trying something like this during a pandemic? I'd like to hear what you have to say. Text us. Keep it short and sweet. Don't text while you're driving. 260-9595, and if your text is good, we'll read it on the show coming up, or call us as well here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Please remember, not an attorney.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So, Yesterday, our federal government did their first execution in 17 years. With the executions, the death penalties we've had in the country recently, or in recent history, at least the last 17 years, they've all been on the statewide level, whether Texas decided to execute somebody or whatever specific state. But yesterday morning, Daniel Lewis Lee was executed, and it was the first federal execution in 17 years. Our federal government just hasn't been killing that many people lately. And what's interesting, this happened in Terre Haute, Indiana, at the United States Penitentiary there, convicted murderer Daniel Lewis Lee, he turned down his last meal before his execution. Can you imagine that? You could eat anything you want. And this guy said, nah, I'm not going to have anything. He said he was watching his weight.
You better be careful. Somebody yesterday got stabbed for not wanting to eat.
Man, oh man, Coleman, can you imagine that? Man, if that was me, I'd be having waffles and steak and all kinds of good stuff. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And look, I mentioned that I am no fan of wearing these masks during coronavirus, but if they're telling us that wearing masks will save some lives, and I just read where the CDC now says, and I know they've gone back and forth when it comes to wearing masks, but they're saying that if everybody wore a mask in public, it would halt the spread of coronavirus in 4 to 6 weeks. It would end it. Now, again, I know we have had mixed messages from these people before when it came to wearing masks, when it comes to wearing masks. And I had a Facebook friend of mine yesterday that was physically removed from the state capitol building in Baton Rouge. She was trying to make a point, saying that our government telling us we have to wear these face masks is unconstitutional. But you look, that's not helping anything right now, going into a place and getting physically removed because you're not wearing a mask. I mean, it's what I've always said, and I'm not the only one who has said this, about when you get pulled over by a cop. They're pulling you over. You have to listen to them. You'll always have your day in court. But on the side of the road is not the time to protest being pulled over, and it's not the time to try to make a point. You'll always have that time in a court of law. You'll always have your day in court. And if everybody was like that, I don't know if we'd have many of the problems that we see right now. If you don't resist arrest, if you realize at some point, someday soon, you will have your day in court. Just listen to what the cop's saying. So I don't know if I agreed with my friend, even though I'm no fan of wearing these masks. Is going into the state capitol yesterday in Louisiana and then getting physically thrown out because you refuse to wear a mask over your mouth, is that the time or the place? And we have this guy here in Marrero who is suing Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang because she's making everybody wear a mask to go in any building that you want to go in during this pandemic. I mean, you could add probably, he could probably add our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, to his list of people he wants to sue because he has made it mandatory to wear a mask in the entire state of Louisiana, no matter where you go publicly, in any public building. And even though I'm no fan of it, look, there's a time and a place for everything. And I asked you to text us at 260-9595 your opinion on this. And does this guy, this Clay Cangelosi guy in Marrero in Jefferson Parish over on the West Bank, does his lawsuit, does it have legs? Does he have any chance to win this lawsuit during a pandemic. I don't think any of this legal stuff down the road could stand up in a court of law. But this guy's testing that right now. Coleman, what are people saying?
This texter says, I hope he wins. My body, my choice.
Uh-huh.
This texter says, if you don't want to wear a mask, then don't go into stores. You can pretty much order anything online right now. Just shop, have it shipped to your house.
That's a good point.
This texter says, that's why the state of Louisiana is known as the lawsuit capital of the United States.
Hey, you see the billboards and the television commercials.
All right, this texter says, do seatbelts violate his rights? And one last one. Wow, this is a doozy. This guy claims he knows Clay personally. He has nothing else better to do than bitch and complain about anything that violates his rights, whether it's selling bootleg East Ends baskets out of his truck or arguing with code enforcement. Clearly, he has a history of doing this type of stuff. So this text also says there's probably not going to be any credibility once they check his history of all the stuff that he's trying to do.
Huh.
Well, we can't confirm nor deny that. I'm just going by what the text says.
Interesting. Yeah, again, I'll say this one more time. I'm no fan of these things, but if they're telling us it'll save lives and they're telling us if everybody wears these things, this thing will be, coronavirus will be halted, the spread of it, in 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. And I know we've gotten mixed messages, but don't you want this thing to end as fast as possible?
Yeah.
Jesus, I do. Hey, coming up on the show, have you seen any of the details in this Johnny Depp divorce case that's going on right now? And this, some of the details in this are incredible. Like the amount of money that he has earned and that he has spent. And I got a couple of these coming up for you on the show. This is something else. And he's got some really good movies. He's got some really bad ones too. I'm going to name a couple of my favorite Johnny Depp movies coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So today, July 15th, is tax day. It's the deadline to pay your taxes, and they gave everybody the extension because of coronavirus. You know, about half the country doesn't pay federal income taxes. They don't make enough money. Either they don't make enough money to pay federal income taxes, or they just refuse to pay them, like our mayor here in New Orleans, Latax DeCantrell. And do you realize that the United States tax code is four times longer than the combined works of William Shakespeare?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Should it be that crazy? Should it be so many pages? Well, I know from personal experience that the combined works of William Shakespeare are 10 times longer than the Cliff's Notes. I get used to. Well, anyways, hopefully you get all that taken care of. And hopefully the damn mayor of New Orleans gets her tax, over $90,000 that she owes in taxes. And takes care of that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I just mentioned now today is the tax deadline day. They extended it because of coronavirus to today. And it's interesting how they call the tax people the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Usually when you're using a service helps you, right? It's interesting to call the people that take our money a service. But Johnny Depp, the actor, he owes the IRS over $100 million.
Wow.
He's $100 million in debt. And it's incredible when you, and the reason why this is known now is because he is, as we speak, going through a divorce, a very public divorce trial up in New York City because the woman who he's in court divorcing, Amber Heard, says that he abused her And that's why this is in court right now, and all of these records are public. But Johnny Depp, supposedly here, is, according to these court transcripts, has gone through over $600 million that he has spent, that he has earned, and then that he has spent.
On what?
Jeez. On houses, cars. He bought an island, Coleman.
But that would do it, yeah.
He bought an island in the Caribbean. Yeah. But he has earned a lot of money in his life, but he has spent it just as fast, if not faster, than he has earned it. And this is what's coming out publicly, all because of this divorce that he's going through right now. She is saying that he has abused her physically, mentally. He has denied it. And there are audio recordings of her that now bring her claims into question. There are audio recordings of her that have been played during this divorce trial, this divorce legal proceeding, that say she might not be telling the truth because she's heard on audio recordings saying as much. But it got me to thinking. I mean, look, it's one thing to make not only tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, but then to spend that money faster than you've made it.
I've always imagined hitting the lottery, and sometimes when you see the big jackpots on the billboards, it's like $170 million. I couldn't even imagine spending that in my life. There's nothing I desire that much. So, like, you know what? They say, do you want an all lump sum or do you want it in annuities? I'll take it in annuities because I don't see myself, well, unless I'm buying the moon, I can't see myself spending that in my lifetime.
Well, they've had television shows how the lottery has ruined people's lives. And when people who don't have much of an education win millions and millions of dollars like that, they're the ones, much like Johnny Depp, who will spend that money so fast just because they don't know any better.
But look at how much it was, $650. Like, what is there on earth that costs that much over so many periods of time? You get like two houses, that's probably $200 million right there, maybe. I don't know. That's a lot of money to spend.
Well, Johnny Depp isn't college educated, although you would think he would hire some people around him that would keep an eye on his spending. And there are some people, I think his sister is one of them, who he fired, and they're blaming each other. She said that he's spending the money, and she has told him to not spend so much money. And he said, oh, I'm just going to make another big movie and make millions and millions of dollars. We can catch up. But that all came to an end. And there's one other thing here in the court case that happened. He says that she defecated in his bed. He says that she dropped a deuce in his bed. She denies doing that.
Of course she does.
Now, if I'm the judge, somebody here is lying. You either dropped the deuce in his bed, Amber Heard, or you didn't drop a deuce in his bed. And now, why would he make that up? Out of all the things that he could make up saying that she did, why would she took a dump in my bed? She dropped a deuce in my bed. And this all got me thinking, you know, reading all of this sordid information is coming out about the last Johnny Depp marriage. It got me thinking about his movies. You know, there was a time when you only thought Johnny Depp made really good movies and he was a great actor. But because of his financial troubles, he's made a lot of, no pun intended, stinkers. But it got me thinking, what's your favorite Johnny Depp movie? Do you have a favorite Johnny Depp movie, Coleman?
Yeah, I'm pretty partial to the Pirates of the Caribbean trilogy. Not the fourth one, but the first three.
Yeah, the first couple were really good. I think of Johnny Depp movies, my favorite is the movie Blow.
I haven't seen it. That's probably why.
Oh, that's a must watch. It's a true story about a guy from Massachusetts who was in the beginning of getting a lot of great marijuana into America, and then he escalated that. He went to cocaine, and that's what brought him down. It's the life story of a guy named George Young. But that movie, Blow, is just an incredible movie. I was a big fan. He was Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, I remember that.
Edward Scissorhands, too.
With Tim Burton.
That was a real good movie. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Ed Wood. Real good stuff. If you've got a favorite Johnny Depp movie or a real piece of crap Johnny Depp movie, you can text us at 260-9595. Let us know your favorite Johnny Depp movie.
Well, John, I have to ask you, if you had $65 million, what would you spend it on?
A lot of stuff, but I would always keep a couple of million in the bank.
Just in case.
And he never did that. But yeah, I would always keep at least $1 million in the bank in case I went a little bit too crazy to start. He went a lot crazy looking at this stuff. But if you have a favorite Johnny Depp movie, I think mine's Blow. And yours is Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, my favorite Johnny Depp movie, yeah.
Text us at 260-9595. Don't text while you're driving. Let us know if you have a favorite Johnny Depp movie here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. New Orleans only classic rock station. Because of the very public Johnny Depp trial going on right now, his divorce trial, his divorce hearing, and saying he owes over $100 million in debt, in back taxes, and he's gone through over $600 million. The woman he's divorcing, Amber Heard, either took a dump in his bed or didn't take a dump in his bed. He says she did. She says she didn't. If I'm the judge, wait a minute, one of you was lying. You either dropped a deuce in his bed or you didn't. Which one of you were lying? And I... paying attention to that trial, it's hard not to with some of these details. And I'm a fan of some of his movies. I said Blow is my favorite Johnny Depp movie. He's had several really good ones and lately several bad ones as well. I asked you to text us your favorite Johnny Depp movie.
Well, by and large, the most popular Johnny Depp movie by our listeners is Donnie Brasco. They love Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco, one of my favorites, absolutely.
A close second is Black Mass. Now, some of these, I forgot.
That's where he played Whitey Bulger.
Right, right. That's the close second. Everybody's upset with me because I didn't watch Blow. Coleman, watch Blow. I'll watch Blow.
You got to watch Blow.
But other than that, there's Sweeney Todd without the singing. Alice in Wonderland, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Benny and June, Platoon. Platoon was a pretty good movie. The Ninth Gate, and then The Secret Window. I'm surprised The Lone Ranger and Transcendent didn't make it.
The Lone Ranger is one of the worst movies you ever made.
Yeah, but Donnie Brasco, by and large, is Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, that's probably my second favorite Johnny Depp movie behind Blow. And you brought up Platoon. That was one of the first movies he was ever in. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street. I think that was his first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Platoon came pretty much.
All right, I'm going to watch. Stop. I get it. I'm going to watch Blow tonight. Damn, coming in.
Yeah, you got to watch that one, Coleman. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing that I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, and it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man arrested for swimming in Bass Pro Shops fish tank says he was seeking TikTok fame.
That sounds about right.
Have you ever been into a store where they have giant fish tanks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, and by the way, this happened in Bossier City, Louisiana. A man was arrested after video surfaced of him swimming in a giant fish tank inside of a Bass Pro Shop store here in Louisiana. Kevin Wise was charged with criminal damage to property after a video emerged on social media showing him swimming inside the fish tank. And the guy was shouting and celebrating that he was doing something that everybody has always wanted to do. I don't know about you, but I've never wanted to jump inside of a giant fish tank that's inside any store before.
Never have I.
Well, this guy did it, and he, when he was done, he jumped out of the fish tank, ran around the store, and then ran out the door. And he probably would have gotten away with that because nobody stopped him that day when he did it recently. But then he put it on his social media, put it on TikTok, because he wanted to be like people that get a lot of thumbs up, a lot of likes. And he, now, unlike other TikTok challenges, I mean, this was very stupid, not quite as stupid as licking the toilet seats or sticking whatever you can find into electrical sockets on the wall. But
I think the dumbest thing about that story is you said he was a grown man. Usually when we hear about these stupid TikTok challenges, it's kids, teenagers doing the dumb stuff. You said he was a man, like a grown-ass man, looking for TikTok fame.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him right now. I don't have his age in front of me, but he's not a teenager.
That's the dumbest part of this entire story. I would expect, like, dude, you're too grown for that. Get on Twitter like a regular idiot.
Yeah, this guy's in at least his late 20s. I'm looking at him right now. Well, anyways, he did all of that. And by the way, the video got upwards of 300,000 views. It doesn't say how many likes, thumbs up he got, but...
Yeah, how much of that's going to his bail money?
What an idiot. And this is what some people are doing these days. So the guy here in Louisiana, up in Bossier City, who was arrested for swimming inside of a Bass Pro Shop fish tank, one of those giant fish tanks. I bet you the fish didn't like it either. And he was doing it all for TikTok fame. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I know nursing homes have been a real tough place to be during coronavirus, obviously. But we've got something really cool on our website. Nursing home residents recreated iconic rock album covers. And some of these are really good. Because they got bored and they needed something to do, being alone in the nursing home during this time. Some of these are awesome. There's one older woman who's doing her David Bowie impersonation from one of his old albums. If you want to check this out, nursing home residents recreating iconic rock album covers. We've got some really cool photos. It's on our website at bayou957.com. Go there and check that out. We're in our commercial free ride right now. We're in it now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.